Hey guys, my name is Amy Coonan, and I am a millennial on a mission to eat, clean, cook, dress, and live more sustainably. It's because of that I'm also the host of The Town Hall, Rubicon's first and only podcast where we share sustainability stories from the industry's influencers and the biggest brands. Jam-packed with tips, tricks, and need-to-know info for those that want to do better for the planet but may not know where to start. We are covering it all. Last year, we spoke to some incredible people who are doing some incredible things for our planet. The executive director of the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation, the CEO of Seven Generation Cleaning Products, and one of the brains behind environmental sustainability in the NBA. This season, we're kicking it up a notch. Don't forget to download and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or iHeartRadio so that you don't miss a minute. And if you can't catch us on your commute or you don't download directly, don't stress. You can check out our website at rubiconglobal.com/townhallpodcast for recaps, reviews, and all things Town Hall. Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Town Hall. Today is day 49 in self-quarantine for me, and I hope that everyone listening is staying safe, staying healthy, staying home. Although this is truly an unprecedented time in the world, we at Rubicon and at the Town Hall are committed to highlighting different innovative brands and telling the sustainability stories that will give us tools and inspiration to ultimately help repair the world. And today I'm joined by my guest, Ruby Bowery from fellow B Corporation, Fill It Forward. Ruby, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much, Amy, for having me. This is very exciting to be a part of this podcast.
So Ruby, you're currently the customer success manager for Fill It Forward, but how did you get to start working for such a cool company on the Clean Water Crusade? You know, what do you think sparked your passion for environmental sustainability? Talk me through your professional timeline a little bit.
Okay, so my background, I've had over about 10 years of experience in the marketing and communications space. I've worked with many different sectors, including automotive, pharmaceutical, and construction. And funny enough, I started my career out in a plastics injection molding company. And having now arrived with Fill It Forward, I've been working there for the last 6 months. It's really come full circle for me as we are trying to inspire the world to reuse. And of course, that means then to eliminate the use of single-use items. And, you know, majority of those can also be like plastics and cups. Yeah. So that's why I think it's kind of a neat full circle moment for me. In terms of the passion for environmental sustainability, I think it's always been there in me. And I think that with the opportunity to have joined the company when I did, it was just a wonderful opportunity for me to really dig in and to work with our clients, companies that range from event creators to schools to companies that are really wanting to, provide and to show generosity to our planet and the people on it. So it's been a wonderful ride so far.
Speaking of events, I was actually lucky enough to meet some of the Fill It Forward team at Green Biz in Arizona earlier this year. That was in February, but it feels like, I mean, like 6 years ago at this point. and I was blown away by the use of tech to communicate to consumers all of the different trackable data in the app, from footprint to personal water consumption to even like hydration tips and reward badges. And what I found was even cooler as I was listening to the pitch was that the Fill It Forward stickers are essentially like these barcode scanners that you can put on different drinking apparatuses. And my dad is obsessed with this mug that he got at like a hospital when I was in elementary school, and he still drinks out of it every single morning. And ideally, he could slap a tag on that mug and work with the app to get some really interesting data about his own habits and his contributions to clean water. Talk to me about the mission and inspiration behind Fill It Forward and the app and the tags and all of the tech.
Yes, absolutely. So here at Fill It Forward, we believe that choosing to reuse is a simple act of generosity that shows love for our planet and the people on it. And so our background of what we do is that we create reusable products and our interactive technologies through our app and a global giving initiatives that inspire the world to reuse. So you just touch base on the app, and it's called the Fill It Forward app, and it's free for users to download on the Apple Store or on the Google Play Store. And like you said, we do have products, but we also just have the sticker itself that can be, you know, affixed to any existing reusable item that you may have at home. And the purpose of that really for us is not, it's not necessarily about the bottles that we sell and that we provide, but it's just really the to inspire the momentum of just reusing items that you already have, and to create an opportunity where it's, once you're refilling your bottle, that's something that, you know, you're especially at home now that we're all here at home,
right,
and we're drinking coffee or juice or water or milk or whatever it is. Every time you refill and you scan the barcode that's on the sticker, it then provides an opportunity for you to donate towards a charitable project that would be happening around the world. So we work with charitable partners, about six of them, and we make sure that their initiatives are showcased in a really informative way within our app experience. So within the app itself, you have the opportunity to see which project your scans are contributing towards. You can see your own footprint in terms of how many reuses you're doing as an individual. But then you can also see the collective movement within the app to see how many scans are being done worldwide. And within that, you can see how much plastic pollution is being diverted. You can see how much power, that power is consumed each time a single-use cup or bottle is created. So we have metrics that calculates the power that is saved every time you reuse. We also give the opportunity for people to see how much waste you're diverting from landfills every time you scan, which is really, that really adds up even as an individual. And then there's also the land use that you can see in terms of, you know, this includes like how much forests and areas of manufacturing and distributor centers, how much those places take up space, and how by scanning and using our app in an appropriate way, you know, it really highlights how much of a difference you can make just by drinking water or drinking coffee or drinking juice from home. So it's really a no-brainer, and I know I'm saying this from a biased point of view because I work with Philip Ford, but I think that that's what really sparked my interest to really join the team too, was that I have reusables at home, and when I learned that there's this technology component to this, it to me it really elevates the experience of the reusable item, and it allows you to really just kind of, you know, not only track your own hydration and the environmental impact, but it just makes you more mindful of what you're doing and, you know, mindful of your own consumption and how diverting waste and creating a better planet. It's just done simply through you just drinking water at home. Like, to me, that's just it's just a phenomenal way to give back.
I love that. And I mean, as you're speaking and we're talking about the different tech and the different systems, I mean, it's just screaming millennial, right? Like, this is something that I think, you know, is going to spread like wildfire amongst my peers. And our show is actually targeted towards, you know, I used to say millennials and that I thought kind of put us in a box. So I say now the next generation of decision makers who want to do better and do more.
I like that.
You know, young people who want to take action. And the best way for us to do that is using our purchasing power for good and getting behind a lot of big brands to make big change. And I say this a lot, but when people think of, you know, young people that are passionate about sustainability, they've got it all wrong. You know, I don't chain myself to a tree or sleep in a hammock, but I will support companies with my dollar and advocate for brands who have a common goal. You know, we all want to leave the planet, like you said, a little bit better than when we found it. And that whole mouthful is to say that Philip Forward has done some really cool stuff on college campuses to evangelize this rampant need for us to reuse. So tell me what you guys do on campuses and why do you think student sustainability is such a top priority for your company?
That's a great question. I feel that driving engagement with our Philip Forward program is honestly, it's perfect for schools. And I say that because, you know, there's a large number of students on campuses, and day to day, there's a lot of consumption of single use items. And to know that we can help a college or university divert those wasteful items is just a wonderful initiative to perpetuate and to be a part of. And we work with many different universities across North America. And that includes University of Florida, University of Minnesota. We have a few here in Canada as well that we work with. And a lot of the times they invest in the Fill It Forward sticker. That's a little bit more easier for distribution in terms of sustainability offices, encouraging students to come by and grab a sticker to adhese onto either their own school branded reusable item or their own personal reusable items. And we've had a lot of success in that space, in the sense that students are very, very eager to be a part of this. And we have a lot of what we would like to call is companion champions. So companion is our water bottle. It's our main product that that we sell. And we encourage individuals who are either, whether it's at a business or at a school, to really help embody that movement of inspiring reuse. And we have a lot of students that are participating with on their own free time to help their own sustainability offices on campus to take reuse to the next level with a custom Fill It Forward program. So, and it, like, just as a example, we have University of Minnesota that they launched back in August 2016, but they have basically diverted over 125,000 bottles since.
Wow.
And that's that's a lot. And that's just done, again, simply by encouraging students to stay hydrated and to be mindful about their reuse. And they also affiliated a rewards program so that every time a student used the Fill It Forward app, they would collect 10 points up to 5 times a day. And for every 1,000 points that a student earned, they could then redeem those points for an entry to like a monthly draw that the Office of Sustainability would have. And that, again, encourages that engagement and that sense of community. And I think that, I know you're saying the millennials, but let's just say the next generation. I think that community is very important. And if there's that sense of, working together towards a very positive and collective goal, especially in the time that we find ourselves now, it's certainly powerful and it's very impactful as well.
How can people get involved? What are the steps that they take to become a companion champion or create a custom program for their brand or event? I was talking to a girlfriend of mine yesterday and was telling her, she, was asking me about my day. And normally every day is just kind of, work, cook, make banana bread, whatever everyone's doing in quarantine. And I told her that I was doing a podcast with you, and she actually has a companion bottle that she got. She works for Salesforce and she got it at their big Dreamforce conference.
Yes.
Last year. And so, I was thinking that this is just such, when events come back and when all of, our new normal is kind of, the dust has settled, how can someone get involved? Do they go on your website? How do they become a champion or create a custom program?
So there's two, it's honestly, the opportunities are endless in terms of becoming an ideal ambassador, if you will. Honestly, it's really open to anyone who wants to increase engagement in their organization or are on their campus. It's also open to anyone who is passionate or has an interest in sustainability and wants to invest their time and in their community. Also, it's a great resume building tool. And I think that that's something that is obviously, it's very advantageous to have. And there's also that that ability for them to just reach out to us in any means, whether it's through our website or through any of our social media channels. Our handle is at Fill It Forward. And we would be more than happy to provide any collateral. So that could be digital posters, our videos, anything that they would need for marketing and communications collateral that can help to communicate their willingness to be, to promote and to be a part of our Fill It Forward movement. And it could, and that's the thing, it could be done whether it's through purchasing the bottles or it could be done through purchasing the stickers. Either way, it just really comes down to being a part of the Fill It Forward community and getting those scans going through our app. So
I know
encourage any of those that are interested for sure to just go to fillitforward.com and to reach out to us.
Guys, you got to do it. I mean, I saw it in action. I know we talked about how I got involved with Philip Forward and Companion at Green Biz in Arizona this year. And if you've ever been to any kind of conference or trade show or event, you know you're coming back with a suitcase full of swag from different vendors. And what makes Green Biz specifically different is that we're allowed to have specific giveaways at our booths, but they have to meet insanely rigorous standards for sustainability. So everyone who is able to pass out stuff like Rubicon, like Philip Forward, you know that you're kind of at the highest level of environmental sustainability. And I got an OG Companion bottle with the green top, and I've not put it down since early February. And I know we've talked a lot about the stickers. We've talked about kind of the tech behind it. But there are a lot of several different styles of bottle if people would like to order them or don't want to slap a sticker on, you know, their mom's mug or anything with cute names and special features. What are some of the things that set the product line apart?
So our Companion bottle, it has wonderful features. It is, first of all, it's made in the USA. It holds carbonation for up to 8 days. It's BPA free, and we have a lifetime guarantee, which is called our Friends for Life guarantee. So it's guaranteed for life, but it includes any manufacturing defects for the lifetime of the product, no questions asked. And above and beyond also with that, it's that we are affiliated with the UN Sustainable Development Goals too. So we're very proud that through our product that we're able to meet those standards. The bottle itself is, we have 20 plus lid colors that you can choose from. We have Pantone matching and 360 degree print capabilities. So we're able to basically create a myriad of patterns and designs that a company, organization, event creator, or school would like to see on the bottle. Every bottle comes with a sticker that's connected to the Philip Forward app. So this really allows, communities to be able to track their collective impact with a customized app and a unique sticker design as well. So the sticker itself is also branded to coincide with the bottle design. So we have an unlimited array of different designs that someone can peruse on our website as well. And, our sales team is basically, I call them the super sales team. They really work wonderfully with our clients and with our schools to really create just whatever it is that the client is really looking for.
I love that. I do want to play our rapid fire game with you before we kind of wrap up. And that's not just because a bunch of people came into my backyard with a leaf blower. I don't know if you could hear that. You know,
of course. Why wouldn't they be doing
that? Of course. Quarantine, it is what it is. So I'm going to rattle off 10 quick questions and you just spit out the first thing that comes to your mind. You ready?
Okay.
Don't be nervous. I promise. They're not bad. What is one movie you could watch over and over again?
I don't know why, but The Wedding Crasher. It just never fails.
What do you want to be when you grew up?
Perfect amount of silliness.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
Initially, I wanted to be a teacher.
Who is the last person that you texted?
My cousin.
What does your morning routine look like? And we can do a pre-quarantine and a quarantine version.
Well, I think one thing that has remained the same is I have a young daughter. So usually I am just trying to get her ready and organized for the day. And I try to relish in that moment because after I leave the bathroom with her and after I do her hair, it's just don't know what the day has in store. So especially in quarantine times. But the first thing I do is I always just basically I love to wake my daughter up. That's how I start every morning.
What is your most used emoji?
Oh, it has to be the laughing face. The one that's kind of tilted to the side. They updated it now where it tilts to the side. That's me.
What was your first job?
My first job was working at a art institute. I was 15 years old. It was on Vancouver in Granville Island. And it was a wonderful experience.
What are you reading right now?
I am honestly not reading anything. I think I am just trying to free myself of screens or books or anything of that nature when I have any downtime.
What is one piece of advice that you've heard in your lifetime or in your career that's just really stuck with you?
Listen to your gut. Trust your intuition. those feelings that you have within you are there for a reason. And just take the time to listen and to lean in and to understand why you're feeling the way you do. And then just go with the flow.
What has been the silver lining of your quarantine thus far?
Oh, wow. That's a jam-packed question. I think the silver lining above and beyond being healthy and safe is just recognizing, I think, the needs versus wants and how that really, not to be cheesy, but how it connects with my job. I'm recognizing that I have access to clean water whenever I need it. And especially in this time during COVID-19, I know that there's a lot of communities and people around the world that do not have that same luxury. So just recognizing and being grateful in the advantages that I have in my home has made me just realize that life is good. Even though it's a weird and strange time, above and beyond everything else, life is good.
I love that. And lastly, what does success mean to you?
Success, I think, just means just being content. I think that there's always this chase and this run of, you know, being better and doing better and always kind of just putting yourself up on this pedestal that may be really hard to reach, this, you know, striving for perfection. But that really is different from person to person. So for me, it's just being content with what you do, with what you have. And just, again, just going back to, you know, being mindful and just being present. So I try to really keep that at the forefront every day. It's just being content. And I find that by doing so, extraordinary things can kind of come that way.
I think that's fantastic advice. Ruby, thank you so much. I mean, I have to go bake like my 10th loaf of banana bread. I'm not kidding. Take my dog
make
on her.
Make sure you put it on Instagram and make those Insta stories.
Oh, viral. I have made very good content in this quarantine. And my dog's looking at me like, take me for a walk, lady. It's 3:30. But I just wanted to thank you again for sharing the Philip Forward sustainability story. Like we talked about, during a very unique time in our history, you helped remind us that simple daily actions do make a big difference. So thank you. I hope, you know, you and your family, you're staying safe, you're staying sane, and we really loved having you on today.
Thank you very much. My sentiments are right back at you. I appreciate your time and the opportunity for Philip Forward to be presented onto your podcast, a podcast that is fantastic, by the way. I took the time to listen to every single one that you had on there. So thank you very much, Amy, for your time.
Thank you.